Now, I said that if you want to get lots of hydrogen bubbling out of your swamp, you're going to need a catalyst. I said that things might precipitate out of solution, but we're not saying when. So kinetics always comes in and becomes important. In a water body then, redox processes can occur homogeneously, typically in the order of hours. Heterogeneous processes can be much quicker. So on this scale here, which is a pretty wide-ranging scale, we've got proton transfer to water sitting down here at 10 to the minus 12 of a second. Okay, so that's the femtosecond timescale. Chemists like working with things really fast. They have these special labs with super stable floors and things in them, so they can measure on the femtosecond timescale. Up here, we're now going to the age of the Earth, starting to get up to some pretty seriously long times. And in the middle, we've got processes occurring in solution. So up here, we've got an example of a manganese 2 oxidation process occurring homogeneously, which means everything's in the same phase in solution. And this is a slow one, the order of years. Down here, we've got manganese 2 oxidation. This now uses bacteria to catalyze the process using enzymes, so very substantially faster. We've got an example here for iron oxidation, much faster still. And so if you switch to using a heterogeneous catalyst, then it ends up being much faster again. So kinetics is always something you've got to think about as well. Just like in first year, it's usually a hard thing. People do it right at the end after all of the easy pickings have gone, but you always have to consider kinetics because it tells you how quickly